All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad you are here, and I pray that you are well on life's journey, and that whatever you're facing through challenge and joy, that you know of God's presence and God's life and hope with and for you. We have that same hope that we all hold on to. We are better together. Well, today's motivation feels maybe a little bit heavy. It's with the word loss. But it is indeed good and healthy to sit with that, to experience some motivation around that, because none of us are getting out of this life alive. And a big part of our life is loss and lament. And we need not fear that. As a matter of fact, Jesus comes to show us how to stand within it. And so we hear from John chapter 11. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. Jesus wept. Well, we are indeed called through grief and loss. We're called through grief and loss throughout our life. Let's hear, listen to Meg's story.
My family, growing up, my dad and my mom, they met at Young Life Camp. They had a very sweet marriage, in fact. It was a really sweet childhood. My mom suffered from bipolar disorder. She had mental illness. We knew that she wasn't in a great place. We just didn't know that she was in that place. We hadn't had much contact with her over the weekend. My brother had called a couple times, and I had called her, and it was really unusual to not hear from her. That morning, I was with a bunch of friends, with my kids, at the Life and Science Museum. My phone rang, and it was my mom's best friend calling to tell me that my mom was not living anymore, that she had taken her life. Learning how to live in loss has been a real process. I can't be the same Meg that I was on August 20th. So the Meg that I became on August 21st and 22nd, what does that person look like? And how do they relate to the world? And how do you live with such sadness? I had grown up in a family that said, you know, Jesus loves you, and, you know, you'll never have anything that you can't handle, and all you need is to love Jesus. Well, my mom really loved Jesus. You know, the experience of this kind of loss changes you, and I find myself being really drawn to people in those places. So you have someone who historically would have been uncomfortable walking into a hospital, and now I'm actually looking at chaplaincy programs. It also changes the way that you think about God. I had sort of put God in my box, expecting God to be the God that I made him to be. The biggest thing that I have learned in this process about God's character is that he is so much bigger, and the amount of love that he feels for his creation is so beyond anything that we can fathom. And when I let myself feel the depth of grief and loss, that I could also feel his infinite love, and that he wants me to share that with people who feel lost.
Indeed, Jesus wants us to share full life, all of life, every aspect of this life with him and with each other. Well, Meg, her story inspires me because she is staying open. Maybe how God can speak through her life to bring more life to others in their grief and in their loss. And when we look at this story of Jesus and Lazarus, I think we see the same thing. God is deeply connected with our stories. And Jesus, our Lord and Savior, weeps. We don't have that one that says, just pull yourself up and toughen it out. We have a God who draws closer in those experiences. But we have our questions, don't we? Do you hear them? So many questions. And the questions that we throw at God come fast and furious when we're gripped by loss and grief. Why cancer? Why divorce? Why miscarriage or addiction or loss? The list goes on and on. And often we don't get the answers we hope for. But what if when we ask our questions, we're really summoning the courage to invite Jesus into our darkness? What if, like Mary, in this encounter, when we go to Jesus with our "where were you" grievances, we experience the Spirit of Jesus weeping with us? Mary, her brother dead in the tomb, basically asked Jesus, "Where were you?" Likewise, Meg had asked this very question, and so many others in the moments, days, months, and years since her mom's life had ended. Where were you, Jesus? Our questions call us to the heart of God through our grief and loss. The God who made us longs for a deep, intimate relationship with us. And our raw questions obliterate the distance that we keep from God. And so I want to share this poem by Jan Richardson. And the poem title is "Blessing the Questions." And I think it truly does invite our authenticity. She writes, "Let them come, the questions that storm through the crack in the world. Let them come, the questions that crawl through the whole heart. Let them come, the questions in anguish, the questions in tears. Let them come, the questions in rage, the questions in fear. Let them come, the questions that whisper themselves so slow, the questions that arrive with breathtaking speed, the questions that never entirely leave, the questions that bring more questions still. Let them come. The questions that haunt you in shadowy hours, the questions that visit in deepest night, the questions that draw you into rest, into dream, the questions that stir the wakening world." Indeed, folks, our questions can stir the wakening world. We are made to go much deeper into the soil, into the rootedness of growing with God. And so as you consider being called through grief and loss, again, knowing that we all lose so much, what resonated or moved you in Meg's story? What losses in your life have drawn you closer to God, and what losses have pushed you away? You know, Mary sat with Jesus, and she released what was raw inside, and then she wept together with him. What do you need to release to Jesus right now? What do you need to place into his hands? May God give you the strength to do that and to truly be held by God and all the people around you who love you tremendously, who are on this journey through loss and abundant life. It's always both and, church. It's always both and. All right. Good day.